Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Blue Chew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. So you know it works in giving you a boner. Blue Chew is prescribed online and shipped straight to your door in a discreet package. So no in-person doctor's visits, no waiting at the pharmacy, and best of all, no more awkwardness, aside from me reading this. It's made in the U.S. of A, America. And since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, it's cheaper than a pharmacy. Right now, we've got a special deal for our listeners. You can visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use our special promo code ARMCHAIR. Just pay $5 shipping. Again, that's BlueChew, B-L-U-E, Chew.com, promo code ARMCHAIR, A-R-M-C-H-A-I-R, to try it for free. BlueChew is the better, cheaper, faster choice. And we'd like to thank them for sponsoring this train wreck of a podcast.
All right, everybody, welcome to a Thursday edition of the Saints Happy Hour podcast. We are going to preview the Saints-Dolphins game tonight. Andrew, let me say, for the record, since 2012, I have refused to write a WWL Saints wrap-up column of the fourth preseason game, because after I read in 2012 that during the Saints' fourth preseason game in 2012, Sean Payton didn't watch the fucking game. He was at his kid's football game while he was suspended from coaching the Saints. So if Sean Payton didn't even give a shit about the Saints' fourth preseason game in 2012, I'm not gonna. But why should we care about this game Thursday?
You know, we really shouldn't. No, I'm just kidding. No, well, I think, first of all, if you geek out on the roster and, like, who's going to make the team, you know, this is kind of the last chance to make a statement. And I think for the most part, it's decided. I mean, I do believe that for the most part, the coaches have it all figured out. And there's probably, like, one or two bubble guys where their role on this team is going to be dictated by – who plays well in this game. But I'll be honest, I mean, as per usual, the most critical thing is that no one gets injured. And I have, you know, these horrible memories of Billy Miller in 2009, the year the Saints won the Super Bowl. He was supposed to be a contributing tight end. And you know, you only have 90 players, so you got to play some of the backups that are important to you. And Billy Miller blew out his knee and he was done for the year. And you hate to see that. You hate that a guy they're counting on that's supposed to contribute ends up being done. So, that's the main thing. But then you got positional battles, you know, and so at receiver, I would say that's the one that's still very much unsettled for all of us that we're looking forward to seeing. And this is one more chance for Emmanuel Butler and one more chance for Kirkwood and the like to step out there, give it their best, hopefully they make a big play. That's
like, how are you gonna grade receivers with quarterbacks you don't want to get hurt? So are they gonna run even semi regular offense with Hill and Bridgewater? And to me, they need to sign a corpse or they need to hand off every play. I don't want Taysom Hill getting hurt in a meaningless preseason game. Now, it's a weird problem for the Saints to have that we care so much about the third string quarterback because he's integral to the game plan every week. But it is what it is. And, I don't know what they do. What do you think they're going to do?
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I just think it's a huge game for people like Azigbo, you know, like that. I think they'll run a lot. I hate the quarterback situation right now. If I'm being honest with you, I would rather Bridgewater play the whole game than Taysom Hill play at all, because Taysom Hill actually matters to the team's success in week one. He's actually going to be in the game plan. He's going to play. There is no useful purpose to him playing in this game other than to get him injured. If Teddy Bridgewater gets injured, that sucks. But like, I can live with that because at least Breeze and Taysom Hill didn't get hurt, you know? And so, I mean, obviously, I would rather they had kept JT Barrett and that he play the whole game. That would be my preference, but they don't have him. So,
yeah.
I mean, it doesn't look like they're going to sign a guy and play him. So I'm guessing it's going to be a half of
somebody page Tom Savage. Page Tom Savage.
Yeah, get him to the
Canfield.
Line. And, yeah, yeah. I would much rather they play four quarters. Garrett Grayson, you know, any of those guys. But I guess they're going to play, which sucks. And I hope we hand off every play and just let your adoptive son take a beating. I'd be cool with that.
Your adoptive son, by the way, got out of jail.
He did.
Pick him up.
He did. He's a free man, baby. Might be a little soon to get him to play in this game, but
I mean,
you know, is it too much to ask for three sacks?
Yeah, I mean, he's getting the medical. He's probably getting the Sean Payton medical red shirt special, I guess. But like, I know no one
really
cares. I
hope he's been working out in jail.
No one really cares about sexual assault or things you do unless there's video of it. Like, sort of that. Like, unless you're Adrian Peterson and you do something horrible to a kid, like, unless we see video of it, we can excuse it and block it out. Dude, Granderson, I read about what he did. It's horrific. I just, like, I know we joked that he's your adopted son and he's out of jail, but I really would rather him not be anywhere near the Saints. But
yeah, well, the odd thing is the Saints said that he explained it to them and they were comfortable with the explanation. And yeah, I don't know. It's a little weird because I think the Saints have always kind of shied away from that. Like they, especially with veterans or whatever. Like anytime there's kind of been off the field shadiness, the Saints have distanced themselves from players like that. So it's a little weird that they would just keep hanging on to Granderson and not just
well,
say,
the
nah,
thing is,
you know,
though, he's like the thing is with him is he is like a third or fourth round graded player. And he's at a premium position, man. If he was a guard or he was a kicker or he was, you know, even like a corner or whatever, like teams would be like, whatever. But he's an edge pass rusher. And teams just will put up with more crime for the potential of that. That's, I mean, you could say it's wrong. You could say society's got our values out of whack. You can hate it.
All of those things are true, by the way.
But it is, that's just it. It is what it is, man. That's that's like
we didn't make up the rules. Don't blame us for it. Don't shoot the messenger.
No, I don't like paying $10 to get into the movie either. But you know that's what it is.
Yeah.
So do you think my adopted son Zigbo? You think he has a shot to get on this roster? I feel like Dwayne Washington is clearly ahead of him. But you feel differently?
I think Dwayne Washington's ahead of him. And I think it comes down to Ozigbo might be a better runner, and I might feel differently if this was for the starting position. But
okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This is for the number three back. And the number three back has to be able to play special teams, which Washington does very well. And he made a tackle on a kickoff. He also, you know, blocks on kickoff returns and that stuff. So, like, Ezigbo doesn't do that. So that's a huge advantage to Washington as the number three guy. I also think just in between the tackles, Washington's a little better. Maybe he doesn't catch the ball quite as cleanly as Ezigbo. But ultimately, I think the special teams thing especially is what gives Washington the edge.
Yeah, so look, I think it'll be the one thing that'll be interesting to me.
Also, Ezigbo fumbled inside the five, which basically, you might as well cut yourself.
The one thing I will be interested to see is on kicks and punts, are they going to play Harris and Sherrills? Like, and that may give us a clue of, hey, this is still open, even though we thought Harris sort of locked it in last week. But if they just play Sherrills or they don't play Harris, then I feel like if Harris doesn't return a kick or punt at all, that means, yep, hey, guy, you got it. It's yours. So that'll
be... I think it's a done deal. I actually think... So Sherrills is back at practice, so I think he will return in this game. And I think this job is already lost for him. So I actually think what he's doing is he's auditioning for 31 other teams. And yeah, I think the Saints would give him that chance. But I think Sherrills has got to show that he looks good enough to where maybe the Saints can get a conditional seventh round pick for him if a team is desperate enough for a returner. Yeah. Or, you know, they'll just have to cut him and some other team will go get him because they need a returner. But that's what I think. That's his life at this point. I think Deontay Harris has earned the job, deserves it. And, you know, what Sherrills has done in his career has been really impressive, but that kind of doesn't matter right now.
No, it doesn't. And teams are
and it's never mattered for Sean Payton.
You know, and the thing is with teams is teams still have a lot of things. Like Atlanta, they got rid of Matt Bryan, who's might be of the last 20 years for sure of the Saints for kicker. He's on the Saints killers. He's the kicker on that team. But Atlanta, they're a fucking mess at kicker, which is just beautiful. So you have a lot of teams looking for kickers, looking for returners. So Sherrills, the thing is for him, he can just break one for like 25 yards with his track record that he has, Andrew, a team will pick him up, you know? So before we get out of here, I want to make a couple of announcements. One, I'm traveling again, so no post-game show because I'm in transit to New Orleans. But we have a special treat for you guys on Friday. I did a drunk history with a patron, Cody, and it's the Meet Around game, and it is fucking amazing. I found a YouTube link that you can click and watch along with the drunk history. You can watch the actual game highlights, and I tell you when to start it. It's amazing. It's 30 minutes. It'll make, if you want to just not work Friday afternoon at work, just open the podcast, open YouTube, click the link, and just fuck off for 35 minutes. It'll get you into the weekend nice and good. So Andrew, we only have one more week of free shows, and then people have to start paying. So
yeah, enjoy it while it lasts, we hope to see you on the other side.
Yeah, and by the way, we are $32 away from having $1,000 a month in donations, and once we hit that marker, you get a free Friday fantasy sports and regular gambling show that I will do. Andrew will pop in and tape stuff. We'll do. It'll be fun. It'll be 30 minutes. It'll be a live stream only for the patrons that they'll only have access to after we do the live stream. So do that. Donate us. Get us to $1,000. So anyway, for Andrew, I'm Ralph. You guys have a great weekend.